The Brotherhood. 963.M30, 476, formerly Theravad. It was a pleasure to burn. There was a particular smell to burning books that put Cor Faeron in mind of a certain winter incense that was used in the Spire Temple of the Covenant. Upon each prayer hour, wisps of the fumes had risen to his office, a sign that all was progressing in a timely fashion as he had ordained. Rich smoke filled the vaults of Carolos. The nature of the volumes being torched made it all the sweeter for the First Captain. Volumes of imperial law, books dedicated to the veneration of the Emperor, tracts on the imperial truth, treatises by remembrances, slender pamphlets of prayers dedicated to He Who Rules Terror. With hand flamers continuing their blazing work, the Ashen Circle moved methodically through the archives, hacking down the shelves with their axe rakes to make pyres of paper and vellum. Word-bearers, chaplains, once creators and curators of this collected wisdom, emptied flasks of clear oil, no longer considered blessed, before the gathered squads turned their weapons upon the sodden mounds of shredded pages. Flames rose to the ceiling, yet the fumes and fire were no hindrance to the power-armored warriors. It was Lorgar's will that all trace of the cult of the immortal Emperor be expunged from the Legion, that the word-bearers would remove the traces of their inglorious past from the worlds of compliance, lest the Emperor make another show of doing so for them, as he had on Monarchia. If the creed of Lorgar was to be wiped from the galaxy, it would be by the hands of his own sons, and no other. To do their Primarch's bidding on such an important matter had brought out the most zealous of the Ashen Circle, even those who were firmly sworn to the ideals espoused by their outlawed faith in the Emperor. Cor Faeron gloried in the destruction for reasons not shared with most of those present. It was the end of a falsehood. It mattered not whether the Emperor was a god. He was not one of the powers, and it was to those immortal beings he owed his first and only allegiance. The old faith he had started calling his beliefs amongst a growing coterie of conspirators. The Brotherhood lived again, spawned from the dark heart of the 17th, as it had been on Colchis. There were many who desired faith, needed it to sustain them in these troubling times. If faith in the Emperor was banned, they would look elsewhere to fill the void. And it was then that Cor Faeron had their ear. When all in the lower vaults was aflame, Cor Faeron signalled for his company to ascend from the depths to the surface level of the sealed vault, leaving burning ruin in their wake. They came to the main nave of the library, the accumulated scripture of a century lined upon ebon shelves. Banners depicting Lorgar, crowned in the halo of the Emperor's light, hung from the beams above. Eagles of gold with eyes of ruby festooned the capitals of the pillars, holding up the mosaic-clad ceiling. Long scrolls, inked red with litanies of devotion, made streamers across shelf after shelf of books.
"A just fight, long delayed,"
stated Lieutenant Commander Menelek.
"I never really understood why you Colchisians were so adamant that you write down everything."
The former Imperial Herald, veteran of the Legion's origin on Terra, waved for his squads to continue the destruction. All of them bore the markings of the First Founding, their loyalty to the Emperor unquestioned for over 100 years.
"Why did you tolerate it?"
asked Jerilek, motioning for his own men to muster on him as he came up beside the Lieutenant Commander.
"Oh, barbaric Colchisian superstitions."
"The Emperor had not forbade it,"
Menelek said in explanation.
"It is only by his censure that we act."
"And the will of Lorgar," said Cor Faeron.
Flames licked up the high stacks, catching on the banners. The snarl of chain blades reverberated across the library, punctuated by the crash of upended cabinets and splintered wood.
"The Primarch is right to address his error, but the chastisement came too late. We are already diminished in the eyes of the other legions for our tardy conquests. The necessity for this punishment will lower our standing even further. Perhaps we should even return to being the Imperial Heralds, scour away the last of these Colchisian delusions, and make the 17th great again." I think that settles things.
Jarolek's voice on the vox was distorted by the static of a ciphered channel. Corferon Blink activated an icon in his display to reply on the same frequency.
Lorca wills it.
The bark of Bel Asherid's bolter was harsh and sudden, the explosion of its round against the side of Menelek's helm even sharper. An instant later, the library was filled with a cacophony of bolter fire, the hiss of melter guns. Through the flames sparked las cannon beams and the flare of missiles. Caught in a prepared crossfire, the former iconoclasts were cut down, their return fire of no threat swiftly ended. In 30 seconds, 100 space marines were felled, armor slashed, broken and shattered by the treacherous attack.
Some of them still live,
reported Jarolek, as he looked down on the form of Menelek at his feet. The lieutenant commander weakly grabbed at the captain's greaves before being kicked away. Jarolek aimed his bolter at Menelek's head.
No,
ordered Corferon. He gestured towards the main doors, while smoke and fire continued to fill the space around them, an almost living thing. Oil flasks and flamer ammunition casks started to smoke and explode among the fallen. The moans of the wounded became curses across the vox, until Corferon silenced the company link to address Jarolek and his brothers.
Leave them among the ashes of the Emperor they failed,